Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, it is 1 o'clock. In about 2 minutes, first pitch, Astros at Nationals.
Yes.
I love seeing baseball pop up on our sheet here, B. Baseball's coming. I am going to... One way or another.
I can see you and I at 2 o'clock. Well, 1:54 shoom, down the street.
By hook or by crook, I will be in Nats Park this
I think there's
summer.
A few places that you can look from rooftops.
If that's what it's got to be, that's what it's got to be.
We're going to find us a way.
We will figure that out. All right. Next here on the BetQL guest line, we are bringing on our friend Dalton Ross. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Dalton is the executive editor for Entertainment Weekly, host of Entertainment Weekly Live at Sirius XM 109. And what not everybody knows is he is a massive Washington football team fan, a D.C. native. Dalton, what's going on, man? Thanks for coming on.
My man, what's going on, JP? Good to be here.
Absolutely. Good to have you. So let's start with kind of the big news that just occurred is J.J. Watt going to Arizona, which is kind of a mind blower, but closer to home for us, the news finally somewhat official that Washington and Alex Smith are going to part ways. It's going to save the football team nearly $15 million in salary cap space.
Good, right? I mean, let's be honest. Like, do we still have to give it? It's an incredible story, and it's amazing what he's done. But like, do we not have to do that anymore? Like, it is an incredible story, and he's an incredible dude. I mean, you guys have access to him far beyond what I have, but could not be more impressive. But let's talk turkey. Let's be real, right? Yeah. Like, we need a QB, and he wasn't the answer.
There you go. See, I like that. See, Dalton already knows.
Dalton knows.
He knows, okay? We got to move on. If things aren't working and you're not performing at the money you're making, we have to move on and try something else.
Well, you guys have talked about it, too. Like, the one thing you could always say about Alex was he didn't turn the ball over, right? But that certainly wasn't the case in 2020, and that started happening, too. So, you know, I think I would say it's good to have a clean break. Maybe that's not the best choice of words when you're talking about Alex. But you know, I think it's probably best for both sides moving forward. And I don't know, man. It's interesting, right? Because we all feel really positive about the team coming off this year and having Ron in there and new culture and actual real culture. Mm-hmm. But like, until we get that QB situation worked out, like, how optimistic can we be, right? Like, because it's all on the QB, and we still, I guess, are searching for the answer there.
And that's the whole thing about it. If you don't have one, you're always looking for one.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's like, who knows? And I don't know, man. Like, you know, I've been checking, like, my social media feeds. Like, I'm checking JP's, like, you know, Twitter feed all the time. What's the word? What's happening? Who are we talking to? Because like everyone else, I'm just waiting to know. Until I know how I feel about 2021, I got to know who's taking snaps.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's hard to make a real determination on what to expect with this football team because, I mean, let's be clear, the defense should be even better, and that is a division-winning defense, and if you could put together more offense with that, you wonder how far this thing could go, and I think there's real reason for real excitement, and Dalton, I'd say you're in that category, right?
Totally. Totally in that category. And, you know, obviously linebacker's got to be worked out. We know that. But, like, it's like – and the Heineke question is fascinating, you know. And I'm sure you guys talk about it all the time. But, like, who is this dude? Like, is he Kurt Warner, this guy who comes out of nowhere to take the league by storm, or is he Matt Flynn, who tossed, you know, six TDs at the end of a season game, got a big deal, and was never really heard from again? And I also worry about the Colt McCoy factor, because this dude seems to get hurt a lot.
He does.
Is he strong enough, do you guys think, to, like, do a 16-game season if he ends up being the answer?
I would say starting the day he dove, he should be lifting weights.
If you follow him on Instagram, he is lifting weights. What coaches will tell you is that it's not one lingering issue. It's been fluky injuries all over his body, so you hope that he could do it, and you hope that he's Tony Romo or something. But the odds are fairly significant that that won't be the case. I also think it's interesting. I mean, maybe go get Deshaun Watson. J.J. Watt's gone. There's no way Deshaun – I am now in the camp, and I've been saying this, B. I think both Watson and Wilson will get traded. Maybe Russ doesn't, but the fact that he's already talking about what teams he wants to go to is a pretty big deal. I don't see Deshaun coming back. Now you got J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins in Arizona.
I have a very, very sneaky suspicion that Deshaun will be traded.
Boom.
Wow.
There you go.
I'd give it up too, man. Like, I was thinking about this, like, since I was roaming the hallways of St. Albans School on Wisconsin Avenue in the 1980s, maybe this was back in the days when B. Mitch had that sweet little stash he was rocking. And, you know what I'm talking about?
You guys know
what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And since then, man, like, Washington has, what, drafted, I think it's five QBs in the first round, right? Like, this is the list. This is the list for the past 30, 40 years they've drafted in the first round. Heath Shuler, Patrick Ramsey, Jason Campbell, RG3, ugh, Dwayne Haskins.
Eesh.
It's not a good track record.
No.
And, you know, you can get your QBs, obviously. You can get your franchise QB, but it hasn't worked up here. And so what I'm saying is trading up to get a guy makes me nervous. And I know, JP, you're always talking about you got to be aggressive. You got to be in it to win it. Totally agree. But when you miss on a guy and you're trading up, like, you're missing not only on that guy, but you're missing on all the picks you gave up for that guy. So I'd rather trade for a known commodity like Deshaun, Russ, even if it is three ones and, you know,
something else.
I think
a lot of something else.
Right? Yeah.
I think you've got a very, very clear point there. I mean, knowns versus unknowns. And that's the NFL is all about separating those things. Even on regular offensive play calls, you're trying to figure out what the defense is running so you can create a mismatch. I mean, at the very core of it, you are trying to find a known situation that is better for you. And I don't know. I'm inclined to make the big offer. Try. Just go very big and very hard. We'll see what happens. Dalton, I want to switch here to kind of your area of expertise. You're all over the entertainment industry, Hollywood, all of it. B. Mitch and I definitely aren't. But I thought this would be funny. So the Golden Globes were last night, and I was texting with you about it, texting with B. Mitch about it. If you can give us some sort of pop quiz, because I watch a decent amount of TV. I don't watch that many movies. Brian does neither. But Brian actually watched a little bit of the Golden Globes last night, so I have no idea who's going to fare better in this quiz.
Right. Well, so before we get in, like, let me give you a little background on what the Golden Globes are, right? Because
that's a good place to start.
Weird. Yeah, it's kind of a joke. It's kind of been a joke, the Golden Globes. Like, imagine if the Golden Globes were run by a combination of Bruce Allen, Vinny Serrato, and Jim Zorn. Like, that's the best way to explain the Golden Globes.
Made me watch that last night.
Because it's all put together by this group called the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, right?
Yeah.
They vote on the Golden Globes. So the entire voting body of the Golden Globes is only 87 people. That's it. And of those 87 people, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has exactly zero black members.
Zero. Yeah, I heard that a lot last night.
Zero. Yeah. It hasn't had a single black member in over 20 years. Not only that, but to be a part of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, you have to only write, JP, as someone that writes articles, you'll appreciate this, you have to write only six articles in an entire year. So That's one article every 2 months. I do that in 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
I write 6 articles.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. So, and those articles can essentially be for like garbagemoviereviews.com. Like there's not a lot of quality control.
Could I join the Hollywood Foreign Press?
You could probably be the president as many articles you write.
Yeah, it's weird and shady, and the voters can be wined and dined. There was an article in the LA Times this week about how 30 of the members were you're going to want to join after this, JP. 30 of the members were flown to Paris and put up in a $1,400 a night hotel for this kind of trashy show, Emily in Paris. They flew them all there, and then lo and behold, Emily in Paris got a bunch of nominations.
Oh.
So they can be bought, the Hollywood Foreign Press.
I literally am Googling how to become a member of Hollywood Foreign Press right
let's
now.
Let's both apply.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to lean that I'm not probably going to make it.
History suggests you're on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
But the flip side of all that, though, is that they actually usually do put on a fun show because no one takes it too seriously. You know, Ricky Gervais, who created the original version of The Office, he's hosted it a bunch. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler have hosted a bunch. And they'd always make fun of the HFPA, and everyone would sit at these dinner tables. And
well, don't people get wasted during this, too?
That's exactly right.
They were doing that last night, too.
Yeah.
I think I'm perfect for this job. You write six blogs a year and get wasted?
the stars are chugging champagne throughout the evening, so you would get these soused people in front of a microphone, which is always great, right? That's like your dream. So people would just kind of let it rip a little more. So it's this weird thing that you shouldn't take too seriously, but because you don't take it seriously, it usually be a fun show. So that's a little background on the Golden Globes, what they are usually. So last night, as you guys know, or as maybe as B. Mitch knows, it was all done remotely.
Yes.
Everyone was at home. It was all on Zoom or whatever. So we'll see how well Brian paid attention. JP, we'll see what you know. I'll give you some of the categories. I'll give you the nominees.
All right.
And JP, you see if you can guess who won, and Brian, we'll see if you remember. We'll start off with the biggest, best motion picture drama, because the Golden Globes separate into drama movies and musical comedy movies. So
best
the drama nominees.
Drama.
Oh, I know that one.
Best picture drama.
You got it,
right,
B.
You
go ahead.
Give you the nominees?
I know that one.
Go. Hit it.
That's Nomadland.
He's right. It's Nomadland.
I legitimately had never heard of Nomadland.
Yeah, I said it.
Until you said it 15 minutes ago. What's it about? What? Did movies even come out? The movie theaters are closed.
Here is the interesting thing. If any of your listeners are into, like, you know, movie awards and Oscars, it's actually kind of cool in a way because all these movies, or the vast majority of them, are available on streaming. As you're right, JP, you're absolutely right. A lot of these people, they said, look, people can't go to the theater, so we're going to sell it to Netflix, or we're going to put it right on HBO Max or whatever. So most of these movies, unlike usually at the Oscars, you're like, I haven't seen these films. I'm not going to go out and pay whatever. You can just pop, you know, hit it and watch it on the streaming. Nomadland's on Hulu. You can go watch it tonight.
All right.
So it's Frances McDormand. It's basically her husband has died. She's lost her job at the factory, and she joins this group of nomads. Essentially, lives on her in a car on the side of a highway, and it's not a terribly. You know, it's a little bit of a bummer, if I'm going to be honest, but it's beautifully shot. It's very well acted. It's a typical awards bait movie.
What was your young lady, Chloe Zhao.
The director. Okay. Chloe Zhao, yeah. Great director. You know, it's again, it's not a fun movie. It's not maybe a great date night movie, but it's good.
B, what are the chances you're going to sit down and watch Nomadland?
Probably zero.
All right, yeah. I'll get – because it's on Hulu and my buddy Peter just gave me his login info, I might watch it. I'll go 1.5%. I'll watch it.
I'll tell you a movie that's great to watch that wasn't eligible is Minari. It's very confusing. It's an American film made in America about an American farmer in Arkansas. But because this farming family are Korean and speak a lot of Korean – it had to go into their foreign language category, which is ridiculous when we get into that. But that won the best foreign language film. Minari. It stars Steven Yeun, who was on The Walking Dead for years and years. It's fabulous. It's great. Mm. Watch that one.
All right. I might try that. Right. That sounds kind of like a cool, interesting story.
Yeah, it is cool. Let's strike musical or comedy. All right. So best musical or comedy.
Do you know who won this?
Do you remember what won?
I don't remember that one.
Fallen into your couch by that point?
No, I just don't remember. I don't remember who it was, because like certain things caught my attention. Like when Andra Day won, she was crying in her hands.
Yep.
I think hers was a drama thing, and then I think the other one I saw, or the other drama one that I saw, was Chadwick Boseman's wife, and I thought she did an elegant speech. So those things I paid attention to. The other ones, I was laughing at Tina Fey all the time.
Yeah. Chadwick Boseman's wife was the emotional, sort of crescendo of the evening. It was absolutely amazing.
I was taking notes
agree.
Last night, to be honest with you all.
That's unbelievable. Your competitiveness knows no bounds.
No, you say we're going to talk about it. I didn't know it was a pop quiz. I just say I'll take some notes so I can have some things to discuss.
Listen. I hope you were taking notes on some of those speeches, because one day I better be seeing a Brian Mitchell induction speech at the Hall of Fame for the best return man in NFL history.
Damn right.
That's what I'm talking about.
If I could get past the tears, I think I could speak that day.
That, I can only imagine what you'd be like. I hope to find out.
I'll be like Andra Day was last night.
All right, best comedy movie.
Yeah, best comedy movie. I'll give you the options, JP. You can guess. The options are Borat subsequent movie film, Hamilton, Music, Palm Springs, and The Prom. Those were the nominees.
Whew. I think it's got to be Borat, but I know people love Hamilton. So those are my two picks. But I'll go with Borat.
You're right. You're
nice.
Absolutely right.
Borat. I haven't seen that. I need to watch it. I've heard it's like cringeworthy at times, though.
It is. It's. I mean, if you watch,
he
the first
really
one,
touched. The
I
issues.
Loved the first one.
He really pushed the envelope in this one, and he thanked all of his people because they risked getting in jail and killed as they shot this movie.
Well, you said you loved his speech too, right? You remembered his speech.
He was laughing. He was cracking on the little group of people that we just finished talking about the whole time.
Hey, as a possible future member of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
JP, you should watch it. The woman who plays his daughter in the film, this woman, actress who came out of nowhere, Maria Bakalova, is amazing. And she's the one that does the stuff in the film that you're going to have your hands over your face just not believing.
He thanked Rudy Giuliani for the dye stuff, too.
I mean, I remember when Ali G first came out on HBO, yep. I was in college, and that was just mind-blowing how funny that was. And I believe Borat was a character in Ali G, right? Didn't he do sketches?
Absolutely,
yeah,
right.
Oh, my gosh. He
went. He went around as Borat. He had three characters. It was Borat, Bruno, and Ali G.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
I mean, imagine just being stoned all the time in college watching that. There's nothing better between that and the Chappelle Show. That's what most of my days looked like.
Yeah. Did not in class, not studying hard?
He didn't study.
University of Maryland?
He didn't study.
We'd go to Bentley's at night. I don't know if that counts, but.
He knew what to order. All I remember, I was looking last night, Regina King. She said, I look like a champagne bottle. Check my dress out. So I went to her in a little site because I follow her. I met her before, so I've always thought she was cool as hell. And
Regina's great.
She had kind of an Ace of Spades type of dress on.
Oh, I never knew that's Regina King.
Yeah.
And I
hit her back. I said, no, you look a lot better than a champagne bottle. And she, I mean, if you meet her in person, she's the nicest person in the world.
Did she do the one night in Miami?
She did,
yes.
Okay, I want to watch that.
Yeah.
She also starred in Watchmen. She's won a lot of awards. Brian's right. We've had her on the show a bunch, my SiriusXM show. She's a sweetheart and insanely talented.
And
insanely
athletic, talented. Too. Because she won the actor or celebrity part of the punt, pass, and kick event I was at back in Oakland a long time ago.
She was in Jerry Maguire, right?
Was she in that? That's going back.
Isn't that Rod Tidwell's wife?
227 going back in the day.
I think this is Rod Tidwell's wife in Jerry Maguire, but I could be wrong. All right, we'll do one more with you because I feel like we have butchered your pop quiz you had prepared, and I apologize.
Let's do best TV drama. Okay, this is the best TV drama. Brian, you remember who won?
No.
All right, I'll give you guys the options: The Crown, Lovecraft Country, The Mandalorian, Ozark, or Ratched.
Oof,
I'm gonna go with The Mandalorian.
I was gonna guess with Queen's Gambit, but that's not on there, huh?
So Queen's Gambit is for limited series, and that did win for limited series. Now, limited series is like a show that's only one season. Like, there's not going to be a second season.
Gotcha.
Just a one-off. So that won for that.
So you're guessing Mandalorian, B?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess the Crown.
JP's on it today, man.
Boom.
You don't need to watch. You don't need to watch.
He's lucky, man.
I'm telling you, I should go to Vegas right now. I won a poker tournament.
Well, you
I'm
should.
Guessing
you,
shows I've never seen.
You got a Rolex. You go to Vegas. You're good.
It's been a wild couple days. Dalton, where can everybody find all your content, all your shows, everything you do? I know it's at Dalton Ross on Twitter. Anything else you want to tell the folks to look for?
Yeah, at Dalton Ross on Twitter. I'm at the Dalton Ross on Instagram because I couldn't get the same handle, which annoys me every single day.
That's
but
like Brian.
You can always check out my stuff on EW. I also host the morning show on SiriusXM Channel 109, EW Live, every day on SiriusXM.
Well, Dalton, we want to have you on more and more. Maybe give us movie reviews, TV reviews, all that stuff if you're up for it.
Love chatting with you always, JP, and always an honor to talk to the greatest return man in NFL history.
Appreciate it, Dalton. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, guys.
Thank you, Dalton. Dalton Ross coming to us on the BetQL guest line. But here's a real question. Do you know how you can leverage the highest price sale from the sale of your home? Hire the agent with the buyers who will create more demand for your home to push the price up. Talking about John Leahy.
Have you ever woke up and realized that you didn't really like where you were living? Well, Knack, one of our listeners, he was thinking that way. He really wanted to find a house with some spacious private acreage. But, you know, his question was, should I buy or sell first? Well, the answer, he called my friend John Leahy. John has the buyers and sold his home in 7 days for $20,000 over list. And John and his team also found him his dream home on the acres that he was looking for. And Knack is now living it up. Jonathan Leahy of RE/MAX Fine Living. John guarantees three offers or more on your home within 72 hours for ultimate convenience, no open houses, and repairs or hassles.
On average, it takes 69 days to sell a home. The majority of John Leahy's homes average 24 days on the market. That's nearly three times faster to sell your house. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home, my friend John Leahy. Call John today, 301-651-4900, or go online to johnsellsdmv.com. That's johnsellsdmv.com, and start packing. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's 1:30. Grant and Danny take up after us at 2 o'clock. They're going to have a field day with all this Alex Smith stuff. I'm having a field day. I just tweeted the grossest food item I've ever seen in my life at B. Mitch and Landfill. Have you seen that yet?
You tweeted it?
I tweeted it at you. It's something called a 15-inch chip-in meat box with curry sauce. I believe this is a British... I don't know if delicacy is the right word, but watch that video and wait until they put the meat on there. It is not something I want to eat. But in the meantime,
haven't gotten it yet.
We're going to take your calls, 800-636-1067. A lot going on in the NFL today, B.
Yeah. But, you know.
A lot going on.
It's a lot. And I think this is about that time when it starts up.
Yeah. They got two. I mean, one of the things that's kind of slowed things down is that everybody's still waiting on the final salary cap number. We know what the floor is, but a lot of these teams have to really narrow things down to the penny. And I think in turn, that's why you haven't seen many players get franchised yet, because they're waiting to see what the final number is.
And that's the 8th, isn't it? You have to do it by then?
I think we'll know by the end of this week, maybe early next week. But the tampering period, I believe, opens 2 weeks from today. Yeah, the tampering period opens the 15th, and St. Paddy's Day is first day of new league year, March 17th. So things are a-moving.
The hell is this, JP?
I'm telling you. Landville, have you seen the video
yet? What
kind
of meat is this?
I don't know, man.
It don't look good.
It does not look good. It does not look good at all. In fact, it looks gross. Now,
I wouldn't buy that.
Listen, my dad's Scottish. Like, I can get down with some British food.
But it's just like French fries, a lot of cheese, then meat on top of it.
And then curry sauce.
Yeah, but the meat is strange
in
to
a,
me.
Why is it in a pizza box?
I don't know, but at one point it looked like it was squid. Then the other point it looked like
it looks like gyro
beef
meat
or whatever. You know, so it's like different. I don't know.
I think it looks like gyro meat or something like that.
Give me my fries on the side.
I would just take the fries out of that combination. Landfill, what do you think?
I'm going to be a hard pass. I'm going to say no thank you there, and I would rather eat almost anything else.
I tell you what, you two would be proud of me.
What'd you do? I mean, I am proud of you. You bought me that sub.
Well, beyond that, I sent you guys a picture last night. We were at my in-laws. They got Popeyes. I crushed a bunch of Popeyes. My mother-in-law sent me home with more Popeyes.
And you didn't eat it?
Well, I didn't eat it. And unfortunately, this morning, we realized...
You left it in the car.
We forgot to put it in the fridge. We had a lot going on getting the girls to bed last night.
Oh, that's no problem there. It's one night, man.
You guys always give me a hard time about JP, eating too much crazy stuff.
Oh, you eat stuff that's 3 years old. And a year and a half and things of that nature. No.
All right. Well, then I'll eat it tonight. I didn't eat it.
In the fridge now?
I thought you'd be proud of me. Yeah, it's in the fridge now.
I mean, I am.
Because I told Lauren was like, we have to throw that away. I was like, no.
She's right. Throw it away.
One night?
Yeah, it's bad. It's not good.
No, it's not.
You don't want that.
Yes, you do.
You don't want to invite that bad energy in. It could be bacteria or something. Throw it away.
What the hell are you talking about?
Because B. Mitch is usually very much on the side of me not doing the things I do.
Because you try to. Those things over there were. How old?
They were from December or something.
What? No, it was farther than December.
Oh, October, there were Girl Scout cookies from like
and then
August.
The cheese balls could have been 2-3 years old.
Yeah.
Let's be clear that people don't think that's actual cheese. They're cheese balls, like potato chips.
That's the problem.
No, those things
not
could last
cheese,
through,
so you don't know what.
Those things could
eating.
Last through a world war. Those things have so much preservatives in them.
That's the problem.
What's the problem?
All the preservatives.
Well, the good news is I think I get to eat this Popeyes. Landfill thinks I shouldn't. Landfill. It's very remarkable where Landfill draws the line on things.
He wants us to give him credit.
I thought I did something you'd be proud of.
But he never threw the chicken. If he had thrown it away and said it was bad, so we could say, okay, we give you some credit for that. You put it in the refrigerator so you can figure it out for later.
Yeah, that's a great point. You planned on eating this.
You didn't really get rid of it.
You found out you had a chicken that you had left in your car overnight, and your wife told you to throw it away, and you said, no, I'm going to put it
in
the refrigerator.
It was in the house. If it was in the car, it might be okay.
It was
better because it was cold outside.
Right. It's in the house, so that's actually even worse because in the car it would have been like 40 degrees, which is like semi-refrigerator temperature. Having it in the house, that's a disaster. That's definitely going to give you some kind of disastrous parasite if you eat it. Just throw it away.
What parasites are in my house? What are you talking about?
Here's the worst thing, too. You put it in the refrigerator where possibly one of your children could get to it. That's a disaster. Just throw it away.
You have no idea. You know very little about little kids. They couldn't get to it. Also, Rappaport says the Bears make a lot of sense for Alex Smith. If he goes to Chicago, depending what happens in Chicago, he could actually compete for a starting spot. That's crazy. Right?
Okay. Yeah, Chicago will have competing for a starting spot, but it won't be at $24 million.
DC Sports Messiah says Popeyes after a night is fine. Warm it up. It'll be A-OK in terms of safety.
I'm with that.
Suck it, Landfill. Landfill is the safety czar around here. Give me a break.
It's Popeyes. It's like $4. Just go get new Popeyes.
Says the guy that puts in 18-cent bets.
Right. I'll put in 18-cent bets, but I'll easily go spend some money on food so I don't get food poisoning.
So, with Ryan here.
Well, let me just tell you. I've eaten Popeyes chicken that was left on the counter a day many a time. Don't worry about that. That's cool.
I'm with you.
Let's go. And if you throw it in the microwave, that kills everything anyway. So
seriously. If you wash it down with a pint of Tito's, that kills the rest of it. I was texting with a dear friend of mine who's a bourbon guy, and he's trying to convert to vodka because he says, you know, I drink too much bourbon. It's rough on me. And I said, the good thing and the bad thing about drinking vodka is that you can drink a lot of it and you don't feel too bad the next day. And that has a upside and a downside.
That's not true.
What's not true?
You can deal with it the next day. A lot of people, he's going to feel the same way if he drinks too much vodka the next day.
Dude, to me, I mean, after I won the poker tournament Saturday night, I called you, Brian. I called some people.
Oh, I knew you were feeling good.
I had some cups of brown liquor. I was feeling it the next day. Feel like hurt.
Well, like you got to learn, as you get a little older, you learn to sit, like you drink a glass, you drink some water. Drink a glass. Drink some water.
There was no water.
That's the problem right there.
All gas.
And
no
breaks. I don't care if it's vodka or whatever else. You're going to have that issue if you're not getting any H2O inside of you.
All right. Somebody, line one, John in Fairfax wants to tell us how much Popeyes I should eat. John in Fairfax, what's up, dude?
Hey, JP, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? John?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, John. You got to talk, though.
So here's the deal.
Oh, John.
In your room, and how many hours it stays at that temperature?
So one more time, John. You're cutting in and out, dude.
Okay, it's based on the temperature of your house and how many hours is the temperature. So it's, if it's in a danger range for more than 3 or 4 hours, around 70, you're just growing bacteria, and you're going to get bacteria grows.
All right. Thank you for the call.
All right.
I don't really agree with you. Somebody on – so he's saying if something's in your house for 4 hours at room temperature, it gets bacteria. It seems a little egregious to me. Somebody on Twitter, at jmoss4625, Jamie Moss says, landfill is clueless. The chicken is already cooked. I'm with Jamie.
See, that's the whole thing about it. This chicken is cooked. It's not raw chicken.
Hold on. Are you trying to suggest
this actually might be Jaime.
Are you trying to suggest that cooked food doesn't go bad? Because it definitely does.
I don't know if I am or not, because I feel like you're putting me into a corner that I don't really want to
cooked food will go bad.
It will go bad over time, but I don't think it goes bad that quickly.
Dude, from 8 o'clock till the 8 p.m. till noon. Listen, you should be happy that I decided to show some caution for once in my life, because you got a sub out of it.
That's true. Thank you for that.
DC Sports Messiah, at Troy Tuning, says, microwaves kill anything on that chicken.
I don't know that that's true.
Except the cockroach.
Listen, there's no cockroaches. Goodness. And now I'm getting, B-Mitch, you say these things, and I'm getting lessons on how much water to drink over the course of a night. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate that.
Hey, I'm just trying to educate you.
The painting was a gift, Todd.
Have you ever noticed that I don't feel like you normally feel on the next day?
That is true.
So I'm just saying.
That is, you know what, now that you say that, even when we're both kind of at our peak.
I'm up.
You tend to be.
Ironing clothes.
Yeah, putting on cologne.
Yeah.
Can you do the cologne in another room? Our boy Darren in North Carolina is here. And listen, it's not a B. Mitch and Finley show unless we talk to D and NC. Darren, what's up, buddy?
Man, all love, man. Appreciate you taking my call, JP. B. Mitch, what it do, man?
And, what up, brother?
I've been sitting here, man, getting the gospel of you guys, man, on 106.7, man. I really appreciate it, man. I got a bold prediction that just really popped up in my
Let's
head.
Let's go. Right, bold prediction time.
So, bold prediction. After Alex Smith is released, the Washington football team will make a splash at signing a linebacker in the free agency market. Now, it's not a pretty pig. It's not like, oh, you know. But I think it's going to be somebody like that guy out of Buffalo, Matt Milano. That's my first look, because he'll be inexpensive. So, bold prediction, Washington football signs, Matt Milano, free agent from Buffalo. That's just a bold prediction.
I like it, D.
All right.
Thank you for the call, buddy. Thanks for listening. We got a break. Landfill's giving me the look, and not the cool look that Nala gave Simba in The Lion King. This is the opposite of that look. When we come back, heard it here first, and then it's time for Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. Been a busy day. Rainy Monday in the district. Don't matter in the world of the NFL. J.J. Watt to Houston. Alex Smith soon to be released from the Washington football team. That gives the Washington football team even more money to spend, landfill. Big thanks to all our guests today, Doug Kammerer, Mike Jones, Dalton Ross. Been a busy, busy day, and tomorrow will be too. Plenty more to discuss. There always is. You know what time it is now, though. Last segment of the show is time for Heard It Here First. We all place our bets for the evening, and then we collect tomorrow and see who did well. Let's start with Ryan. Ryan's new today. Ryan, so far you've had a killer day. You went and got subs, and you better keep it going.
All right, so I got a two-team parlay tonight.
Wow. Yeah. Coming out hot.
Wow, you come out. You're going big time on this.
I had a hot weekend, so I think roll the dice with me this day.
I'm not sure Ryan understands the parameters of the
segment. Clearly does not. But
oh,
whatever.
So we're not doing parlays here.
No, dude,
well,
do
you
it.
Can.
Go for it.
Oh. All right. I got the Nets spread tonight in San Antonio. Give them 5 points. Let me get the Nets. Then we have the Jazz money line in New Orleans tonight. Make money. You're welcome.
Oh,
that's interesting. I'm actually going the other way.
Wow. Go with that, JP.
I'm only putting in one bet because that's all we need to do, and parlays are pretty hard to hit.
No, don't worry about it. Ryan already did it.
I'm taking the Pelicans +7. No Wiz tonight, no Caps tonight, so I got to look elsewhere. I'm taking the Pelicans. I'm taking Zion +7. A couple numbers that seem very odd to me, though. On what planet? UVA, I think, has lost 3 in a row. How are they laying 14.5 to Miami?
Miami's been getting beat down.
I mean, I guess so, but that's a huge spread for the Wahoos, man. That doesn't seem to make a ton of sense to me, but what do I know? I am in. Pick is in. Pelly's +7.
Give me your Trailblazers. Minus six and a half, I think it is, something like that.
Yep, -6.5.
Yeah, because the Hornets just don't do it for me.
On my app, that gets a best bet thumbs up, B.
Oh, well.
So.
Hope your app knows what they're talking about. me and your app going to talk tomorrow.
Landfill, what do you got?
All right, well.
Can we get a quick rundown on your recent betting history, Landfill? Have you put any bets in over $2 in the last 72 hours?
I've put a couple in.
Are you up or down?
I'm up. I've been using BetQL, and Beamich and I have both been using it, and we've been making some money.
You guys are flush, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Beamich, how'd you do this weekend?
Did all right.
Bradley Beal's your guy?
Yeah, Bradley's my guy again.
You were mad at him.
I was mad the other night because I was like, dude, is he not going to shoot no threes? But then last night he started shooting threes. He was way over the point total. Oh, man.
I bet. I mean, what was the point total?
32.5.
Yeah.
So you
46 will do it.
You know, so it's the thing about it, man, you could get one game and you could have all types of bets into it.
You love it. You are all in.
Yeah, no, not really. I just have a little fun
you're
with it.
Like, if it's a swimming pool, you are standing.
No, I'm, you in, know, the like deep the steps end. I'm in the deep end flipping off the pole.
Oh,
off the big board.
Done. There you have it.
Yeah, Stan, that's too boring.
You know what? You are not a guy that just wants to, like, put his feet in. You're either doing a flip off the diving board.
I mean, the thing I do it in a way, like, where I'm diving into it, but, you know, they threw me some floaties out there where I can float on back onto the sideline. I'm safe with it. I'm not too risky. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I think you are.
If I lose, I lose a little, but if I win, I'll be bang.
Well, I know you love doing the parlays.
Same game. Yep. Multiple. Yeah. Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. Of all the ad reads, those are just from the heart.
They come off there straight up. Roll off the tongue just like it's nothing.
Landfill, what was your pick?
My pick is the only 5-star NBA bet on BetQL tonight. It's the Cavs-Rockets under 216.5.
Cavs-Rockets under 216.5. I kind of like that. Both those teams stink.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to keep track of it with Dargon?
I guess I have to do it.
Poor guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, last week, what'd we go? 13-3?
Yeah, we went 13-3 as a show.
I hope it's not 3-13 this week.
Yeah, I mean, these things tend to even out, but I guess we'll find out. I like my pick tonight, though. Go Pels. Is that on? I imagine that's on.
Cavs Rockets, huh?
Oh, B Mitch is gonna write it down. Beamish loves writing things down.
I texted Beamish some 5-stars for tonight, so hopefully
text
makes some
me
money.
The 5-stars.
You want them too?
Yeah.
All right.
Who doesn't want the 5-stars? These are BetQL 5-stars?
These are BetQL 5-stars.
I want the Landfill 5-stars. I want the Landfill 6-stars.
The 6-stars, there were 2 6-stars this weekend from Landfill, and they both hit, so I'm pretty happy.
What'd you have, Toronto puck line?
I had the Wizards, I think it was the Wizards -4.5 on Saturday, and then it was the Suns like -10.5 yesterday.
I took the Wiz last night.
You won.
I did, and I would have taken the Terps, but I fell asleep because of Saturday night kind of got away from me.
See, if you would have gone on FanDuel, you could do Endgame.
It's true. That's
but
true.
If you saw Endgame, the numbers was way different.
level of surprise Alex is out in Washington. Whether it happens today or tomorrow or whatever, we all know it's coming. B, level of surprise.
I'm not surprised at all.
Mike Jones said a negative one. Are you at negative one?
I'm probably less than that. I expected it.
Right.
Yeah.
It was expected.
Yeah.
Level of surprise that J.J. Watt lands with the Arizona Cardinals.
I would say I'm kind of in the middle because we heard nothing about that team. But we should have paid attention to, because he and Hopkins were tight. Should have paid a little bit more attention to that little tweet.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That NFC West is loaded. I mean, Washington had to play him this past year. At least they don't have to play him next year.
Yeah, that's true. But we got to play Buffalo.
17 games. That's a lot of football. The one thing I learned during COVID is I think people are ready for football whenever, however they can get it. I think.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday night games, Wednesday night games. I loved all of it. I watched all of it. The doubleheaders on Monday night, 5-8, 7-10. I'm in. I'm in for all of it.
Yeah. I mean, we found out no matter what night it was on, somebody was watching it.
It was me. It was you.
Yes, it was.
It was everybody that listens to this show. Busy, busy Monday. Thank you very much for listening. Make sure you stick around. Grant and Danny coming up next. We will be back tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., ready to go. B. Mitch and Finley are out. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.